You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome, and join us as we talk about Nina Simone fans versus actress Zoe Saldana. Sorry about that. Now, that's what we're not about, and we're not about this. Now, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they don't consider anyone else. Now, on that note, we'll also talk about NBC / The Griot versus Honorable Minister Farrakhan, and we have Finesse's Sound Off. So on that note, let me bring in our co-host, Finesse. How you doing, Finesse?
What's good, Esprit? How you doing today?
All right. You know, I was trying to struggle over what you're going to be talking about on your Sound Off today. So we'll let you give us a little taste of that. You don't have to tell us what it is.
I'm just gonna give them a heads up.
Okay.
The BET Hip Hop Awards.
Wait a minute. The BET Hip Hop Awards?
The BET Hip Hop Awards.
Okay, I had to stop the music on that one.
I'm going in. Get the flags ready. Get the bleach. I'm going in.
Probably not going to, because, you know, you're probably going to have to get the flag ready for me on the griot. So we'll just leave that up. We need our independent judge to kick in on this part of the show. So we'll
is our commissioner here today?
The commissioner is here. So we're being monitored, and it's not a replacement commissioner. So we're not doing NFL stuff today.
Okay.
So we'll make sure that we do that. So what else is going on that we may want to talk about today, as far as black on black crime, or not black on black crime? What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I want to take this time out, guys, a minute. We did our first spoken word event here in Baltimore, Maryland, this past weekend, and it was awesome. I mean, I haven't had the chance to go on and thank everybody because I was in D.C. yesterday doing some business, but again, I'm amazed at the talent and the people that come out and support. And they're thanking me. I want to thank them because without them, there would be no show. But Black Scram, loved his performance. He was good. We had a 14-year-old named Austin, definitely off the chain. My man Einstein, young cat, first time doing some spoken word. He was great. Tarina Terrell, author. She has a spoken word book, and she performed some of her poetry. I mean, it was just the music, the performance, and my host, Q, she did her thing. I mean, it was great. People are going to get a chance to see it when they get a chance to see the music, the video we tape. We're going to be airing this for TV, so they'll get a chance to see it all.
All right, and you're going to post it on your...
So shout out to all of them. Yeah, I'm going to post it when it's out, but Kevin T. Robertson was... Thank him. He came out. He did the celebrity interviews. It was great. It was a great event.
Okay, that's cool. And you're saying when did that happen? I'm trying to remember.
That took place this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And the event will be the last Saturday of every month.
All right. Now, I want to remind everybody, our call-in number today, because I know I usually get to this last, is 909-265-9189. It is area code 909-265-9189. I want to thank everyone for the nice notes. There was no really bad mail, but, you know, just for our last week's show, talking about Russell Simmons and Jay-Z stuff and that Tavis Smiley versus the president, you should have been there for that, Finesse. I know you would have yelled about those guys.
I have no words for Mr. Smiley.
I know. You know, I'm actually tired of talking about them. But we have on this show, we're going to start off the show. We're going to, after we take a break, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the griot, or NBC the griot, versus Minister Farrakhan before we get into our main topic of the Nina Simone fans. And I have to save this to last so that Finesse don't get too upset, versus actress Zoe Saldana. Calm down, Finesse.
You didn't say it right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to hyphenate her name, didn't I? All right.
Yeah,
so, right.
She don't know it, but, you know.
She don't know it yet?
She don't know it.
Right, well, so Finesse just wants to put everybody on notice, so don't let the bashing begin on this particular show, because Finesse and that's not having it. That would be another Black on Black crime, but we'll talk about that one later. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to – and thanks for joining us. And thanks for all the support. So Black on Black Crime is what you're listening to. We're on the ACN Network, as Kathleen. We're on Esprit Radio. Thanks for joining in. Call in 909-265-9189.
When you can make a person smile when they taste the food that you cook, it does something to your heart. I think what people like most about the grill food is the taste. The flavor comes from that oak wood, the shrimp, the fresh fish, the steak. It locks in the flavor, it seals in the juices so that when you put the fork in it, it just goes through it like butter. It's beautiful. I'm proud to be a grill master. I love food. My name is Charles Temple. I'm a Red Lobster grill master, and I see food differently.
I want to see more serious political conversations starting to happen.
I want corporations out of the government, and I want people back in.
I want peace rather than militarization.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want economic justice.
I want to be able to speak my voice without jeopardizing my job.
I want a greater regulation of the banks and the market.
I want my kids to have a job and health care.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us who don't have it anymore.
Your white. Start out with a bright future. Then, over time, they become dull and begin to lose their luster. Because washing in the Bargain brand can leave dirt from the wash on your clothes, causing your whites to get dingy. New improved Tide Plus Bleach helps to remove the dirt in one wash to bring your whites back to bright. Turning whitish to wow. Tide Plus Bleach. Style is an option. Clean is not.
Can we get busy?
Can we busy?
Can we do this?
Life brutal.
Take all this echo.
Gone.
Give me some static.
You get it.
Hit me.
Okay, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. This is Jerome. We're here with Finesse. Trying not to cause too much static, so let me try not to make Finesse too mad today. And talk about his girl. Right? Right, Finesse?
Yeah. For the missing audience out there, Zoe Saldana is, you know, my wife. She don't know it yet, but she is. So her name is Zoe Saldana Demps. And every time that, you know, Esprit mentions her name, he messes it up. And it's because there's a little jealousy. Because although she didn't say officially yet, because she don't know that she's going to be my wife. Mr.
Right.
Esprit is upset because I got to her first. See, I claimed her first.
You know, I'm no hater. There's no flag on that. She's a cutie. I got to give it up. She is a cutie, okay. So I can't really mess with her. Now, our first black-on-black crime is this NBC / The Griot, and I'm saying that on purpose so that we know why The Griot does what they do. And I want to ask your opinion, Finesse, as this black-on-black crime. But NBC The Griot versus Honorable Minister Farrakhan. Now, NBC, you know, the NBC Black People issue website, The Griot, posted a story about Minister Farrakhan's social media town hall meeting last week with what appeared to be hate to me. Now, I'm not going to tell you the name of the writer or tell you to read The Griot, but here's a picture of what happened. Now, the title of the article was Social Media Meetup with Nation of Islam Leader Fails to Break New Ground, and then started to highlight every negative old issue in the past, only picking out the things that fed old narratives, then ended the story with none of the questions addressed by Minister Farrakhan's. This is what they said. they address none of the issues of Minister Farrakhan's long history of anti-Semitic remarks or long rumored role in Malcolm X's assassination or his murder. Now, that's what the Griot said. I only picked a part of it because I don't care. So, Finesse, did you hear anything about that story?
Well, there's a couple of things I didn't know.
Okay.
When did the Griot sell out the NBC?
Oh, they sold out the NBC like 2 years ago.
You know, so that's why, you know what, I never paid attention because Griot was one of the ones that I always told people to read, you know, outside of their media, because I thought Griot was fair. But over the last year, I kept seeing, and I'm on it now, and I see the NBC News, but I never saw that before over the last 2 years, I guess. And I was wondering why it looked watered down. And this is not the first time over the last 2 years I've seen where the Griot, you know, whenever there's a black leader, they always bring up something negative about their past. They did the same thing probably a few months ago when it was announced that Al Sharpton was going to be part of CNN and was getting the show on CNN. They talked about two things in the writing which made no sense for what they were writing about. They mentioned Tawana Brawley, and then they mentioned the Duke incident.
Right.
And I'm like, why is the Griot bringing up old stuff to, you know, people make mistakes, so why bring up an old mistake just to start hatred?
No.
Because what it automatically ends up happening, when you scroll down and look at the comments, now you got racist remarks, you've got all
right.
kind of crazy stuff that's going on. So, you know, I've heard other things about the Minister Farrakhan outside of mainstream media, especially coming from a few in the black press, which will be nameless, but basically saying stuff like, you know, what does he hope to accomplish by going to these 100 cities and trying to speak to these men on the street, men and women on the street, about violence in the communities. I mean, he's experienced more than anything. When you look at the Chicago area, the amount of crimes in the area over the last 6 months is ridiculous. So for one, the Griot to put whatever they put on, but we know who owns it now, and then for members in the black media, for them to knock Minister Farrakhan and his efforts, at least he's out there doing something.
Right, okay. And I want to say this because in the media, when the media starts talking noise about how we should react to one thing or another, I have to say the minister is on the ground. And so when he went into – and I did that news story last week on our news show about the minister going to Queens, Brooklyn, all these other cities, you know, with hundreds of people talking about you can't blame, you know, they picked up the negative, of course, saying you can't blame the white man, you guys are killing each other, you need to do some other things. But he can talk to them like that. So at least he is going on the ground and not some nice, warm little room yelling at people on TV that he has no connection to. So if you can't respect that, I say shut it up. So the black-on-black crime to me was obvious that the Griot felt like they want to take their captor's perspective. I'm going to be mean about this because when we look and reflect history, we'll only see the things that people write about us. And so
right.
when we don't correct misinterpretations or things that we are misled on, when we don't protect that, that's problematic as black people. So every chance I get, I tell people I went to the Million Man March. I came back and D.C. Transit said they sold 1.2 million and 1.3 million tickets on the three stops of the mall. So since they knew how much money they made, they know it was over a million people there. So you name somebody else who can bring a million people to one spot, and then I will give it to you. But that is a black-on-black crime if I ever seen one. Now, we did have – go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm listening.
No. I'm going to let you go.
Well, and I want to go on the other spectrum of this. So I know a lot of people are writing blogs. If you're writing for blogs just to, you know, make money, of course your blog is going to fail. But if you're really serious about doing a business where you're reporting on news, this is where I have my problem with my black folks. Stop selling out. You know, the Griot was one of the good guys in the writings, and they wrote Balanced and Fair. They took the middle ground. And they just didn't support blacks, you know, just because they were black. But they told them when they were wrong.
Right.
Stop selling out for money. You know, if you
And I'm using the example of Essence. The reason why, and I'm going to sum this up, Susan Taylor had to basically share up her magazine was, you know, you had ad agencies and you had other people saying, well, if you advertise in Essence magazine, we're not going to do business with you. So they kind of bullied her way and made her sell.
Right.
Nowadays, folks, you have more control. If people want to get at you about your blog or whatever it is that you do through social media, if you're using it right, you can be in control and make money. Now, obviously, whoever started the Grio, NBC went to them and said, hey, we're going to give you a boatload of money, and we're going to take it over and put our signature, our stamp on it. And then they go in and they say, okay, well, you can report on this, but you can't report on this. This is what you can and cannot do. And that's the problem, because what happens is they're only putting the news out that they want us to put out, and they're going to put their spin on it. No way did whatever comments that Mr. Farrakhan said in the past had nothing to do with the story or the efforts of what he's doing now. And so, you know, for the folks out there in media, they're starting their own, stop selling out for money. Money will come. These people will find you. It's not like how it used to be anymore. These people will reach out to you, and they will find you when they want to talk to you. So don't let one entity, right, just because they say they're NBC or ABC, come to you and punk you out of doing what you do. Because obviously you're creating enough buzz that advertisers and business will come to you regardless.
Right. And, you know, and I want to say, because I watched it, and I watched most of the town hall, but the interesting thing to me was the internet comments that came from it, because I think it was informative and it had nothing to do with the stuff that the person in the griot brought up. So I know we had someone's hand up and they took it down, but you can call in 909-265-9189 if you want to join in on the program. I want to say welcome to the folks in the chat room for joining us. But here's one of the internet comments that we received. It says, the author of this article is a straight-up hater, LOL. It's almost funny because anyone who watches the entire town hall will get a completely different viewpoint than what was written in this piece. And another internet comment said, they watched the first 20 minutes of it and the last 20 minutes, and that's all they really quoted, the person really quoted. And it says, written by a hater probably, and my thoughts, kick rocks. So I like that comment more. And another comment just says, stop hating Farrakhan. I enjoyed and learned so much. NBC owns the Grio. Go figure is what that comment was. So, you know, I'm glad that the comments actually were more that way. As a matter of fact, I have another one that names the author, but I won't say the name. It says, with all due respect, your article is a bit silly and even juvenile for a journalist. Of course, Farrakhan's answers will fall in line with the positions of the Nation of Islam, but no, on balance, the questions seem to follow what I've read on his @LewisFarrakhan Twitter account. So there was nothing off track of what he wasn't going to talk about. And the last one was, in my own personal opinion, Farrakhan is indeed a great leader, primarily because over the years, despite relentlessly and unfair pounding in the media, he never compromised the honest truth as he sees it for acceptance by his self-declared enemies, and such will always be hate on and slandered by the media. They're saying there'll always be hate on and slandered by the mainstream media and their subsidiaries. And so now the Grio is a subsidiary, and we need to call them out for doing what they did. So I want to thank everyone for those internet comments. But
yeah,
for me,
that's good.
It was easy.
Yeah, and it's good to see. But, you know, and it's sad to say, too, Esprit, I believe the Root now has been sold as well.
Yes. Yes, the Root. Black Voices went to AOL a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they were sold. And I think at some point, maybe about 5-6 years ago, there was a move for mainstream media to have these minority entities. You know, Huffington Post has their Black Voice section as well. And so to be in the room with, I hate to say it, with white media, sometimes you have to sell your soul to look at it from their perspective, because you're selling to their readers, not necessarily giving your own thoughts. You're being edited. So I feel bad for anybody who has not explored their own freedom. It's a horrible thing.
Now, let me, because I got a text, and the text basically said, well, Finesse, you're trying to stop getting money. No, I'm trying to get people to see it's a bigger cause than money. Money's going to come and going to be there. And here's the perfect example. The Facebook owner. How many times did people come and try to buy him out? And he stayed true and he kept it. Now, how much is Facebook worth now?
Right.
So they're going to come. The money's going to come. The advertisers will come to you. You don't need a broker. You don't need some other media company coming to you and saying, hey, we can give you this and that. Do what you do and continue to do it. And when these people sell out like that, you compromise everything you all the work you put into it, all the you know, what it was supposed to be, what you wanted it to be, now it's compromised. So now
right.
you have people that won't even read your blog or your media outlet now. People don't want to read it.
Right. And that's the point. Like, what are you doing to bring in the audience that you seek, opposed to brainwashing the audience to whatever it is that you already think? That's a problem. So I want to, you know, it, for me, that's always a tough thing to kind of deal with. So on that note, I just want to, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I know we have more to talk about. You can dial in. We can hear your comments at area code 909-265-9189. And before we take this break, I want to kind of preface this break by saying, you know, I was watching a program, and there's a new Get Out the Vote campaign that's going on, and it's Layla Hathaway, Fergie, Patty Austin, Kiki Palmer, and Sheila E. were amongst the entertainers to lend their voice to this effort to get women, people of color, young adults to the polls in November. So they created a new song and a music video, L-O-V-E, and it's Let One Voice Emerge. And so this is another effort to get people out to vote, and I thought we'd add that to one of our public service announcements coming up next. But let me, I think we dropped Finesse, but I think Finesse is back, so let me bring him on. Finesse, are you
yeah.
back with us? Okay.
Yeah, I'm back. So I know you were talking about the voting. I just want to add in, it's nice to see. And keep in mind, I don't get involved in politics, but about a couple months ago, Ashby and I talked about the fact how media, especially black media, was not doing as much as they did back in 2008 and that they needed to step up. It's nice to see now that everybody has taken that challenge and now out doing what they have to do to get the message out to those who need to get out and vote.
Right, and that's. I think that was inevitable. I think people were just making, you know, a lot of noise just because, you know, he's already president, and so just to say that they're not doing what they did last time to get out the vote, I think nobody is fooled by what the opponents are doing, so they're not really jumping up and down saying you have to vote. But I think everybody's getting their energy back up, and you can see it in the enthusiasm. So.
Well,
let's
I will say this.
Go ahead.
Coming from Florida, here we go again.
Oh, they're working on suppressing votes, you know.
They're already being investigated. I watched on the news the other day.
The voter fraud was the Republicans.
Yes.
And they've been committing that. Most of, as far as I know, the five cases that I know of in this country of voter fraud were all on the Republican side, and they were by elections officials. There's very rare voter fraud. Now, 41% of people voted, registered voters, only 41% voted in the last election. So we must get that clear. So it was very difficult to get somebody to vote and then get them to cheat to vote. They don't want to vote the first time. So it's always a false claim to say that there's voter fraud on the people side. But on that note, you know, there's always a game to be played out there to try to suppress everyone else's vote. So, yes, Florida is in a bad way doing that. But I think with Florida, you know, on the Republican side, just to take this out of black on black and say that this is a crime on black people, that in Florida, the Medicaid fight is their problem because the Republicans want to cut Medicaid at 55. They want to cut it at 55 and then create a voucher program and then get rid of Medicaid. So I think all you have to really kind of say to people is you have to say, if they cut Medicaid, your grandmother is coming home because they're going to get rid of the nursing homes. So on that note, you're going to have a problem. You know, before we take a break, let's bring in Kathleen. Kathleen is on the line, and we have to check out her show. She's having a new show come on ACN, Ask Kathleen Network, and we'll be starting that towards the end of the month. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you all?
Vanessa's being quiet. I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't know about Vanessa.
He's worried
about the commissioner coming in.
Yeah, no, I'm doing great. And I'm sorry that I had not seen the town hall with regards to the griot and so forth. And I was disappointed as well when you told me about the griot being owned by NBC. It is disappointing when our news and magazines and all the other tools, sorry, I'm cooking something, all the other tools that we have to inform the African-American community that are so pure are sold out. I felt that way about Essence magazine. And, you know, I mean, I understand, though, Essence held on for how many, you know, how years and years and years and years before selling out. But the sale to the Time publications is just questionable for me. So it's a little disappointing. But at any rate, you know, the fact that we have media like this one and shows that are telling people, you know, what's really going on is great.
Right. And we have to be kind of vigilant on that as well to not hold our tongues to call it out when it's there. So on that note, let's bring in another caller. We have Kai, columnist and poet and author Kai on the line. How you doing, Kai?
I'm good. Hey, family. How's everyone
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Kai.
I'm here this rainy day in Georgia.
It's raining in Georgia.
I'm so glad you said that. Jerome, can I say one thing real quick and then I'll be quiet? I just saw that Tyler Perry sent out the notice that he and Oprah joined forces on. So that on OWN, that's going to be awesome.
Oh,
and
really?
Prayerfully, they will not sell it, you know?
Yes.
I know.
I saw that too, Kathleen.
Selling,
I smiled
so.
When I saw that.
Yeah. So that's
so what
hot.
What happened? They actually are partnering on OWN?
Yeah.
They
formed a partnership.
Yes. Man. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful collaboration. I'm excited to see what's going to come of it.
Me too. I'm ready to move to Georgia.
Bring some sunshine, please.
but personally, I'm hoping they raise the bar. I won't commit a black-on-black crime. Just to say, I hope they raise the bar because, you know, during OWN's whole life cycle, the highest rated show on OWN was Sweetie Pies.
Mm-hmm.
And they fought to put shows like that on. And I like Sweetie Pies.
And you know what I'm thinking and I'm hoping and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for? With Tyler Perry, I'm hoping that that's where it's going to, you know, where they won't experience the same kind of problems that Essence and other magazines are having, because with his work ethic and his strong voice and his own creative control, you know, I'm encouraged that they're going to take this in a whole another direction.
Oh, right.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, I mean, a lot of people complain about Oprah not wanting the presence of African-Americans in her product. But if she's partnered with Madea, she's going to have to let that go.
She's going to have to.
Yeah, that hopefully should balance each other out.
Yeah.
Just by partnering. So,
because,
you know
but, love or hate Tyler Perry, one thing about him, he's brought a lot of jobs to the Atlanta area.
You know, and I also want to say TBS got to be hating this. I mean, he's strong partnership with TBS. Their ratings are almost, you know, House of Pain, Meet the Browns, and every now and then you see marathons of nothing but Tyler Perry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
you know.
And for better or worse, I like that show, too.
Okay, well, yeah.
I do.
Well, I can't really comment on that show. See, I don't want to commit a crime on here and have Finesse flag me. So, Finesse, I'm not sure if you heard about the Tyler Perry own. They didn't merge, but they're partnering, I guess, to do programming. Is that what it is, Kathleen?
Yeah, they formed a partnership, and he said he's going to give us a lot more information. You know, I get emails from Tyler Perry. I like to think he sends them directly to me. But
I know, right? He's so personable with it.
All right.
Well, I heard about it, and I think, you know, I don't knock anything Tyler Perry does because, and Kai knows this, there are people from the South who act like his character that he does have on TV.
Yes.
I don't care if people believe that or not.
Yes.
It's not a black-on-black crime. It is the truth.
Say.
I have them in my family, so you cannot flag me on this.
In your family, in your workplace, I mean, it's the truth. I don't see what he said that wasn't so, you know.
It's true. I have a Mr. Brown in my family.
With those pants?
I'm so glad that
you
Kai
have to go
is
to
on
break,
the line
Kai.
Because Kai knows we're being truthful.
Okay,
and if you're not from the South, and I'm not knocking it, because his show is tailored for those in the South. And the reason why it's so popular is because there are a lot of people from the South that live in different areas, and they feel connected. So I don't knock what he does. It may not, everything he does may not be my cup of tea, and I think that's what we have this opinion on. Well, he should be doing this, and just like I disagreed about Spike Lee, huge Spike Lee fan. I did an interview with him, but when it comes to Tyler Perry, he's wrong. You don't see Italian filmmakers doing that to each other, so I don't knock that.
Right.
Man,
and truth be told, characters like those he portrays in his movies, they have a story to tell, too. You can learn something from everyone. Those Madeas and those Mr. Browns, sometimes it's what not to do. But, you know, there's a story to be told in each of those characters. So I say my hat's off to him.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hello.
Okay. I'm going to agree a little, but I'm going to say this. As we talk about the Griot and NBC, when we make caricatures of ourselves, do you know some people don't know how to handle that? We're grown. We know that I enjoy going down south. So, personally, it's always love for me. But the issue is that somebody's going to have to get put on mute. But,
the commissioner sound like she need a flag on that.
Exactly. I'm about to flag her for trying to bring. Commissioner's going to need to.
Do we have to get the U.S. Senate in on this? I'm going to contact the Senate.
Okay, since we digress, I just want to welcome everybody to Black on Black Crime on ACN on Esprit Radio. Our calling number is 909-265-9189. It has to stay real fast so we can get out of here and not have them commit more crimes before we go to commercial. So
I'm calling my senator right now.
Thank you. Do that. Call somebody because we are having a problem. I'm losing control.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Winning 2 Olympic gold medals for Team USA still doesn't feel real to me. Achieving my dream feels like a dream. I hope I can inspire people to take AT&T's pledge to never text and drive. My reason to pledge is for both of my family, my host family and my family at home. Find your reason and take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. It can wait. Take the pledge now at itcanwait.com.
We can't just dream about the future.
We have to wake up and vote for it.
You decide.
Does everyone matter?
want to hear your voice.
Let your voice be heard on November 6th.
Join us at lovevoting.org.
You decide.
You decide.
You decide.
Okay, welcome back to Black on Black Crime on ACN on Esprit Radio. Our calling number is 909-265-9189. I am joined here with Finesse. We have Kai on the line. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hello.
And we dropped the commissioner, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, isn't that bad?
Yes.
Oh, no. And
I'm not saying anything. I'm just talking to my senator.
That's right. Just because she showed out. Hey, I want to say what's up to Jay Rao in the chat room. Check out Jay Rao show on Sundays, the serious side. And I'm usually serious over there. But here, we don't commit no black-on-black crimes. And while I'm at it, let's talk about it. Black-on-black crime is when somebody overtly focused or analyze and criticize black people in areas that won't criticize and analyze anyone else. So I want to share that for everybody listening. Welcome to Black on Black Crime. And on this particular segment, we have Nia. Okay, I don't want to mess up Vanessa's woman's name. So we have Nina Simone fans as well versus, what's your girl name? Actress Zoe Saldana Dempsey. Oh, sorry. Okay, Dempsey. Okay, we'll make sure that we say that. Now, if you
she
haven't
don't
heard
know it story, yet, but that's what it is.
But yeah, but she needs to see that coming. So we need to tell you about black on black crime. So now, actress Zoe Dempsey, or we'll call it by her maiden name, Saldana, has picked up the role playing Nina Simone in a biopic about this singer. Now, many people have written posts and tweets and all of those things about the actress saying, you know, she's not dark enough, she doesn't have dark enough skin or black or features to resemble Nina Simone. You can also bring up the fact that Angela Bassett looked nothing like Tina Turner or lighter Tina Turner or Diana Ross. She was darker than Billie Holiday. And on a side note, Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles, but I can't really get on him because, you know what, he did a good job on Ray Charles. So the comment on Nina Simone, I think that that's a, or on Zoe, is that's a black-on-black crime to me. Like, just criticizing her because she's not dark enough to play Nina Simone. And we have internet comments about that that we can talk about. So, Finesse, if you want to defend your girl first, have at it, and then we'll bring Kai in. Kai's already in, but we'll let him have first at it.
I mean, I don't understand. She's an actress, and I believe there was talks about Lauryn Hill maybe playing Nina Simone. I think Mary J. Blige has been, which I thought Mary J. Blige would have been a great pick. But at the end of the day, it's about getting her story and message out there. And I think you have to, you know, it's kind of iffy because the family does not approve of Zoe Saldana playing the role. They would more like to see Mary J. So I think you have to give into some consideration what the family wants. But, you know, she's an actress, and she's a great actress. I think that based on what people are having this problem is, again, you're judging somebody, is based on her roles and her love interest in those roles just happen to be white, and they don't want to be, you know, we're making these judgments behind closed doors based on that, where she wants to be more white than black, so they don't want to pick her for the role instead of looking at, you know, portraying a role and getting the message out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I don't think Angela Bassett looks anything like Tina Turner.
Right.
But she did great in the movie. So I don't, you know, there's only been one that looked exactly like whoever played somebody in a picture like that, and that was Denzel Washington and Malcolm X.
Oh, yeah, he channeled Malcolm in that one.
Yeah. Yep. You know, even Jamie, I give Jamie all the credit in the world, but he still wasn't wasn't, he did a great job. That was a great, he deserved to win that award.
Right.
You know, Will Smith was great as Muhammad Ali. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, those are probably rare exceptions where you get somebody that's that close. So I don't see what the big idea is. And for people to say, and I stopped reading those comments in those rooms because Zoe is the most positive role model person of color that's out there. And she's going to be true to Nina Simone. And I would love to see her. Well, my first choice, my preference would have been Mary J. That's just my preference. But at the end of the day, I think Zoe is going to do a great job as Nina Simone.
Okay, now, J. Rowell in the chat room actually said, brought that same one up, you know, about Mary J. But I don't know about her acting. So I can't say that in the acting part she would have handled it. And I don't know if... Uh-oh. All right, Kai, have at it. I'm going to let it go before I commit to cries.
And, you know, it's probably never going to be consensus as to who would be the best actress. But Mary J. Blige, love her to death as a singer. She's evolving as an actress, but I probably would have picked Lauryn Hill over. But, you know, that's always going to be, it's always going to be someone better. Yeah, you know, the singing, the just even the sound, you know, it seems to me that Lauryn Hill would have a better sound as Nina Simone. But, you know, I'm not a singer, so, you know, that's just my humble opinion. But I think it's unfortunate, you know, again, I'm playing both sides. So I think it's great that Zoe Saldana, who's an excellent actress, has the opportunity to play such an iconic person. I think it's sad that, I guess if I was an actress and, you know, the odds are already stacked against you when you're an actress of dark skin and a predominantly white woman's acting world, I think I could understand how that could affect them. Hopefully they wouldn't, you know, hopefully they don't take it out on on Zoe Saldana personally, because she, I guess they picked who they thought was the best person for the part. But I can understand where there would be resentment as a dark-skinned African-American woman with the opportunity to play a role of a lifetime, and it goes to a light-skinned person.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of, it's unfortunate that it even has to be to this level, but, I mean, I don't doubt that Zoe Saldana would do an excellent job in that role.
Yeah,
but my pick
would
have been Lauryn Hill.
And, you know, and here's the thing, and I'm going to be truthful from working inside this whole entertainment thing, that maybe they did go and were pushing for Lauryn Hill, and maybe they were pushing for Mary J. But knowing the
or Nina Simone,
that,
I mean, Nia Long, or, you know.
Right. But the movie exec probably could have came back and said two of them are head cases, and
right.
Nia Long keeps having these babies, so we want somebody. I'm just saying what they would say. I'm not saying it's me. So
okay.
And these movies execs are saying, hey, well, they always play light skin, dark skin in white entertainment. If it's lighter, it's better, because they feel like white people will connect with somebody light. That's just the truth.
Right.
That's what
they
think. I disagree. We all disagree being people of color. We don't agree with that, but that's their mindset. So if they went in and they said, either you get Zoe or we don't fund this movie, now,
that's true.
Whoever's putting this movie has only two options. Either he does it independently or he puts Zoe. So he has to make that choice. If he does it independently, he won't get Zoe.
All right. She definitely has a name. So that is probably the main thing about
getting
the funding. And she's good. Yeah. You know, I like.
And but here's the other part, which is, I guess, again, why we have to get more Tyler Perrys and Spike Lees, and, you know, where we can go in and make those kind of decisions. Because, I mean, you can go. I don't know if you all had the opportunity to see Tyler Perry's movie For Color Girls. But it was such a wide variety of actresses, known and unknown, even in a movie like that. That you could have picked any one of those actresses, including Janet, not really a big fan of her acting, but including Janet Jackson. I mean, so Sorry.
No, I'm trying to think of the other woman who was on there who played Denzel Washington's wife in, what was that movie, when the child, John Q. What's her name?
Oh, I forgot about her.
Yes.
Oh.
She was in Set It Off, and oh gosh, can't
believe I forgot. Yeah, and she was in some Tyler Perry plays.
Mad Black Woman.
Yeah.
See, as credible an actress as she is,
right?
She's too dark skinned for Hollywood standards. She's been great. She's gets the rave reviews, but has she been offered any great TV shows, any great movie roles? She's still struggling. Look, and then you don't want to get stuck. Like you look at Angela Bassett. Angela Bassett has been Miss Jackson, Miss X, Miss Turner. You know, she doesn't want to get like stuck in no role playing these movie icon roles. So this is the game that Hollywood plays. And if I was a director for me, I would have said, okay, I need to get my name out there. I need to get this picture out there. And if I get Zoe Saldana attached to this, this can open up doors. So sometimes you have to roll the dice. And say, okay, I'm going to have to take this. Or, you know, people say, well, he should have went the independent route. Yeah, you can say that, but if it don't come to the theaters, how many of you are going to actually go see it?
And at the end of the day, it's a business. You know, it's unfortunately, it's a business to make money.
Kimberly Elise, that's what
Say, Kathleen said that. We're going to bring Kathleen back in. She was dropped. It wasn't my fault. I'm going to stick with that. Okay, and so let's go to some internet comments before I get yelled at when she comes back. One of the internet comments says, yes, Miss Simone was older, sultry, sexy, beautiful African-American woman. If Alfre Woodard could sing, she would be perfect. Zadana is beautiful and talented in her own right, but she's too young. And another one said, I think it's mainly because she looks nothing like Nina Simone. This movie would appeal to a certain market, mainly Nia Simone fans, and Zoe would not be believable in the part. And another one said, part of Nina's struggle was not being accepted for her dark skin and her broad West African features. This is an insult to her. It is also funny that whenever a role as a historical black woman comes up, Hollywood acts as if there's no dark actresses available, for God's sakes. They have biracial women playing Harriet Tubman. It says, please don't try to spin it like black women are being petty about this. Open your eyes. And our last comment says, it would be one thing if I could somehow relate Zoe to Nina. That would make sense. But you know how Tasha Smith looks, like Donna Summers. You know, you can make that case. That would make sense for her playing that part. And so those were the internet comments. And I'm going to bring back in Kathleen. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, she had to clear her throat first, which means somebody's in trouble. I'm going to go with finesse.
But what I wanted to say about Zoe Saldana is that she has been very clear about the fact that she doesn't identify as an African-American woman. That's another issue that I have with them picking her for this particular role. I mean, it's absolutely, I think she's a tremendous actress. I love her work, and I support her regardless of how she identifies, just like I support Tiger Woods, whatever. But when you are displaying a role like Nina Simone, who was at the forefront of the movement for African Americans and who did a lot of her work in Africa, it to me to get someone of a completely different complexion, which already diminishes the role. It is no longer Nina Simone at this point, and to also have somebody who doesn't seem to identify with her heritage is also, to me, another slap in the face. Because we have so many limited roles for black women anyway, why would you take someone like Nina Simone, who we herald as being one of the real black queens, and put somebody in that role who doesn't even believe in that? So, to me, I think it's a problem.
Well, I don't think that, you know, I heard those same comments, and they were taken out of context as they always are. In black media, as soon as somebody says, well, I'm not black, I'm just not just black, they take it and run with it. What she says was she embraces all of who she is, and she just doesn't want to get typecast in black roles, but she just doesn't want to get typecast in white roles. She also talked about she just doesn't want to have these movies where she's just a white love interest. She wants to be Baron. And she named a lot of stuff. And she wants to talk more about her Latina background and do some of those movies and those projects. The problem is when you have Hollywood that dictates and you got a director that's forced to make a decision. And then you have us in the media behind the scenes saying, well, they should have got this person or that person. They should choose someone. And that's and then we've already discredited the movie without even seeing it.
Oh, right. If you keep fighting over it so much,
right.
You kind of discredit it before it comes
out.
And I don't understand the difference from that. If she's Latina, then she's not black. I mean, you know, I don't get it, but okay.
Because she wasn't saying that she wasn't, the thing was she wasn't saying, she didn't say I'm not black. What she basically was saying was I'm not just black. I'm this and that. And white media loves to do this. They'll ask this question and then the response they get, they know it's going to spark in our community. Oh, they're denying their blackness. That's not what any of them say. They say I'm not. I have yet to meet somebody, and I hate using the word biracial. I hate it. I have yet to hear anybody say I hate my whiteness or I hate my blackness or I hate whatever it is about my other half.
So who's black in her family? Is it her? Because her mom is Puerto Rican and her dad is Dominican. So which one of those is her father a black Dominican
or
her mom
I'm
going
to stop the conversation before I have to throw a flag on all of y'all.
No,
you
I didn't know. I did not know, Jerome. I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask. I didn't know.
I'm with you guys, but it is really irrelevant to the point. Like the thing is that she. Whether she identifies or not, if she is from this country one way or another, you just kind of identify with who's closest to you. So if she feels one way or another, we identify her as being black. That's why we kind of gravitate towards. Wasn't her first movie Drumline or something? So
yeah.
Since her
I
first movie
so,
was
yeah.
Drumline.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I wouldn't question her on that. It's just that some people grow up in worlds that they look at it different, especially people who live – come from, you know, Central American places where there's a lot of color. But you are black. If you're Mexican, you are still black. I don't care if you speak Spanish. You're just black. And so we in this country don't.
All it takes is one eighth.
Well, we don't differentiate ourselves from what part of the country we come from when we're black. You can't do that with what part of the world you come from if you're black. It's like, well, which one of your parents is black? We don't really do that. And so I just didn't want to have to throw a flag on you, Kathleen, because,
as
commissioner, I can't have you making the final decision on yourself.
And I just want everybody to know, too, because there's been some rumors about me and my blackness. I'm really white. I'm just dark-skinned. I just want y'all to know that. So I wish you guys thought referring
you know
to
what?
Me as a black man.
You know, I know, and you know what? I just wanted to say that I don't know how your treatments was going to get you that way, that reverse vitiligo. What is it called? I'm sorry. I was watching the Boondocks, and Uncle Ruckus actually said that he had that disease. He was really white.
That was hilarious.
So, go ahead.
Y'all watch the Boondocks? Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm a Boondocks fan. And what?
Did we lose our commissioner? I didn't mute her. You know, I got a comment in the chat room that I muted you, Kathleen.
Mm.
No, Kathleen is gone.
You have a what?
She put me on mute. What'd you say?
No, I
okay. You know what?
I didn't want
she,
I didn't
she's
want
reviewing, she's reviewing
mute,
the tape.
I think
Mr. Espy going
to
get a fine later on.
No, I was talking to my assistant who's here working with me, and I did put it on mute because I didn't want to get in trouble and get put on mute.
Okay, well, fine. You know what? We regulate on Ask Kathleen's network, and that is a beautiful thing that she gives us control to mute her. So, you know, Jay Rouse.
I didn't really do that,
movie.
But okay.
He said her first movie was Center Stage, but I want to say this to Jay Rouse in the chat room. This is how much control with the muting I have. The first movie was Drumline. That's far as I'm concerned. So I've never seen Center Stage.
Mm-hmm. How is it that the commissioner, and then Esprit are committing all these crimes?
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying. I'm just making an observation as a coach from this
side. And there's no flag on the field.
Okay,
thank
you.
Tommy, I don't think it's time for a break.
Replacement referees. Oh, I get it.
Okay, fine. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back because Finesse is going to actually give us his sound off. And so we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on ACN on Ask Kathleen's Network on S3 Radio. Join us. Our number is 909-265-9189. If you want to call in and join, you can always send us an email through the week. We like the comments that we get. So you can email bobc@soulofsyracuse.com. You can catch Kai on Soul of Syracuse and check out her articles, or Finesse on Soul of Syracuse and check out his. So I just wanted to say all of that really quick, and we'll be back after this quick message.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name is Sergeant Warner, but young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? Students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem. Call us at 800-433-7620. 800-433-7620.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. You're listening to Jerome with our co-host Finesse. On this part of our segment, you know, we had to play Set It Off because Finesse is going to come in and he's going to sound off. Now, this is where Finesse uninterrupted get to sound off. And I think today's topic is about the BET Awards. All right, bring it in, Finesse.
All right. As we know, this past weekend, the BET Awards was taped in Kai's lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. Over the last few years, there have been increasing tensions between different fractions of groups, East Coast, West Coast, T.I., GZ, all across the board. Well, in each case, there's been a few fights break out here and there. This weekend, it marked with a scuffle backstage. Although it didn't interrupt the ceremonies, there was big beef, big fights. Some say shots were fired. Some say shots weren't fired. But at the end of the day, here's my take on this whole thing. Cancel the BET Awards. Hip-hop is not what it used to be. And unless we teach these young men and women, we're going to an award show to big up the music. Not about you and your crew. Unless we set some rules, some guidelines, this thing is going to get worse before it gets better. So what's going to happen now that we have this fight? These crews are going to prepare themselves. They're going to be strapped. Not saying that they're not. They're not now. But who's to say, who's going to fire a shot and somebody gets wounded, gets killed? You know, what if an innocent bystander? And on top of that, somebody, you know, the black community in Atlanta has to be smarter, because you're going to lose business if this continues. Because people are not going to want to come to a city based on those few. And if Atlanta loses the BET Awards, what else is Atlanta going to have? They've lost so much over the last few years. What used to be known as Chocolate City, the two,
Now they're pushing them out of the city that they own, push them in the suburbs. There's really nothing going on. Clubs have closed. And this has become a major issue. So now we got the BET Awards, these folks acting up. And I say cancel every hip-hop show until there's some rules, until there's some regulations. Make these cats step out of their comfort zone. Make them come dressed up unless they're performing. And if they can't do it, don't nominate them, because there's plenty of independent hip-hop cats out there who deserve the respect and deserve their chance to shine. And I want to add this last part in. Real cats shy away from foolishness. I want to say a big up to Jay-Z for making his $2 million and representing the hip-hop culture how it's supposed to be on the same weekend as the BET Awards, as he christened the Barclays Arena, and he did 8 sold-out shows. There was not one incident of violence report. Now, that doesn't mean there wasn't any, but just saying. This is the direction we're supposed to be in. If you can't leave the hood behind, then we should leave your tail in the hood. That's my sound off. Kathleen can't flag me, and neither can Esprit. Get at me at info.lfpmediaproduction@gmail.com for your comments.
Okay, now we're bringing Kai in and Kathleen, just in case there is no flags on Vanessa's sound off, but you can't comment on it. So I just want to remind everybody, you can call in 909-265-9189. You can write him. You can write the show, BOBC, Black on Black Crime, @soulofsyracuse.com. And you know what? When you call in, I forgot to say this at the beginning of the show, make your calls relevant and all that stuff. No profanity. You'll get muted. We won't play. All right. Go ahead, Kai. Go ahead, Kathleen.
My bad. I did not mean to cut you off, but I have a black on black crime.
Okay.
And I like to preface these by saying I have a question so I can act like I don't really have a black on black crime. But anyway,
he's taking the easy way in.
With Jay-Z, as much as I admire him, and I am a big fan, both he and B. But the issue that I do have is concern about some of the hip-hop artists and they're not really wanting to give back to the community. So here's what Jay-Z did. He asked for some school principals and some folks that work in the school system, Department of Education in the city of New York, to bring in a bunch of kids to fill up the stadium on one of those shows. And so all these people were scrambling around to get some kids to come and fill it up. They wanted, I can't remember, maybe 500 kids or more. And then when they got the kids, Jay-Z wanted to charge them $5 a piece. So what we're finding out is that when we go to Jay-Z and some of the other guys to get them, and they're right from, you know, from this community that I live in over here, they are not interested really in doing it. They want to make money on everything that they do. Now, I'm not angry at them, but when it comes to the kids, I do, especially on something like this where he has so many sold-out shows, he's making so much money, I just feel like there ought to be a little something-something that goes back to that. I know it's a black-on-black crime because I probably wouldn't say it if it was somebody else, but hey.
You know what? We do have in this program, we have a justified black-on-black crime, so we don't flag everything. We don't flag everything as a black-on-black crime. So there's a justified black-on-black crime. Kai, did you want to add to that?
I'm so glad you said that. I like Vanessa's final thoughts, but my take on that is don't punish everyone for the idiotic behavior of a few. Stop them from coming. And it should be two or three person per minimum when you go up on the stage, when you come to the event. Because it's getting to the point, it's embarrassing. I don't watch it. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't watch it for exactly that reason, that you don't need 30 people in your whole entourage to go up on stage for you to accept this award. My take on it would be if you get invited to an award ceremony and you don't know how to behave, you get banned from the ceremony, and you don't get elected for that category. Why should you be? You know?
Yeah. And you know what? I agree with Kat. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, because you have some hard work.
You disqualified yourself. You're saying you disqualified yourself.
Working individuals who take this industry very serious. And then and it's always the idiots with the most money who behave the worst. What the heck do they have to be mad at each other about? You know, they should be glad and grateful that they have fans like us who support them in spite of their bad behavior. That's the other thing. We probably should stop buying their albums. I mean, albums, CDs, music. That's probably not going to happen because we have a younger generation. But I bet you, if we stop supporting their bad behavior, they would change their behavior. As far as Jay-Z, on a quick note, instead of him charging those people, it would have been cool to pick the people who earned the right to come to an event like that. A and B students, give them some incentive, invite them to this, and, you know, let them know it's a privilege to be able to attend something like this. I don't know that I would have charged.
Yeah. Maybe he thought $5, you got to earn something.
Right.
That's what they asked for.
They did ask for kids like that. That was the whole point. And then after they got the kids, then they wanted to charge them $5 a piece. And so these were kids in high-risk areas, but they were doing well, so that was their honor. And then they wanted to charge. So, you know, I don't know. They were going to be charging the parents, not the DOE, the Department of Education. So that was another thing that was going to be a problem.
They were sending them a bill home?
All right.
So, let's go to the phone lines. We have a call on. And it's from Joe from Louisiana. You want to make a comment about the BET Awards?
Yeah. This is Joe Nichol, and I'm on another Blog Talk show as a host. And I was just off today and happened to catch your show. Normally you're not here during the day. But something to consider is this. I grew up in Jamaica, Queens, in the 70s and the 80s, so a lot of these guys I saw come up. And Jay-Z came out of the drug game. So my question to you is, why do you expect somebody who grew up as a drug dealer to all of a sudden turn into a benevolent philanthropist? The guy was a drug dealer. And so he still has those mentalities and that worldview, even though he's a businessman now. So I think you're expecting a lot from a guy who's never really delivered a lot. I mean, I don't get the frustration there.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your comment, and I want to say this about it. Nobody has any expectations for anybody, right? And so we don't commit black-on-black crimes. It wasn't about Jay-Z and his past. We're just saying what he's doing now. And so it is wrong for, you know, and that was Kathleen's point. We think it's wrong for anybody to do anything that has something to do with hustling kids or even the education system or any of that stuff. We have a lot of compassion for that, but you know, we're not saying that you can't charge. We're saying that when you do something shady, that's a little different. So nobody has an expectation of Jay-Z being shady.
But
we're not.
You know
saying
what, Rome?
That.
Can I interrupt?
What? Yes.
You know, in Jay-Z's defense, at least even he came from the drug game, and I understand he still has a certain level of a hustle mentality.
That doesn't mean he was good either. So I don't like to blame people
angel.
For stuff like that.
Right. But at least you can see where he evolved. At least you can see where he went from, you know, the street to the boardroom he made a transition. And then you have people who, I'm sorry, Rick Ross, 30, 40, 50 years old.
Now, that's
and
different.
And I still, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm just saying, grow. At some point, you have to get out of doing the same thing. Grow if it's even a little bit. And some of these people aren't trying to grow. They're happy. Just if you're making millions of dollars, what do you have to be so mad at? I'm just very confused with that.
Okay, now, so just so that we're not committing the crime on this show, I'm going to bring this up. But just like Vanessa and Zoe's case, I'm going to speak about Vanessa Williams. And so this is going to be very brief. But Vanessa was on a program earlier this week, and they asked her about the penthouse photos. And she looked at them and said, I was 20. And that was her response to it.
Right.
She's grown. So to your point, you can't always hold people for things that they did before, you know, 18, 16, 15.
Right.
That is
right.
Kind of
you can't hold people even if it was 5 years ago. You could be 40. I made a mistake when I was young, but what? And for people to say that people can't change,
You can change. We're all imperfect. You make mistakes. And people who read the Bible are supposed to be spiritual. Jesus said to forgive 77 times. To forgive
right.
so much where you forget. So we can't sit here and say, oh, a person is a convicted felon, they can't change, because that's not true. That's not true at all.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you can change anything. I don't want to go into my quantum physics, quantum mechanics stuff, but you can change yourself at any given time. Don't ever be pigeonholed on what life
exactly.
can be because
exactly.
of anything that happened yesterday. So, you know, I just want to make sure I say that. I just want to let everybody know you're listening to Black on Black Crime on ACN, on Ask Kathleen Network, on Esprit Radio. You can join in. Area code 909-265-9189. We're here every Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Kai Sims, poet, author, columnist Kai Sims on with us. We have Kathleen, the commissioner, in case y'all can commit a crime on the show, and co-host Finesse on with us today.
You guys laughing because you know I'm going to find somebody higher than the commissioner because she just committed all kind of crimes and you just went right along with her today.
I know it's like running a coup that we want to now impeach the commissioner because she committed a crime.
She committed several crimes.
You know what?
If Kathleen made it, Rodney could hell, because they just seem to be getting away with anything.
I thought I was exempt. I thought that was the whole purpose of being a commissioner.
that she can waive her crimes.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants. Well, I ain't mad at her. Go ahead, commissioner.
Well, I'm just saying, if you can pardon yourself, you know, hopefully, yeah.
Wait a minute. No, anytime a commissioner comes out and says, "Yeah, I'm getting ready to commit a crime," you know they got power.
You're exactly right. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's kind of what she was saying to us. She was saying, I'm going to commit a crime.
Yeah, and she said to folks, as a matter of fact, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to commit a crime, and I wish you would say something.
Right. She walked in there gangster like George W. That was that old Dave Chappelle skit. He was like, no, we don't have no weapons of mass destruction or nothing, but we here. Like, that's like what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a classic crime, yeah. So, you know, I wanted to say, since we didn't go into the last week's stuff, and matter of fact, our caller should have called in when we did the Russell Simmons Jay-Z stuff, because that was about Jay-Z not being informed, and
right.
Russell Simmons kind of checking him, saying, listen, you know what, if you don't know anything about politics, you probably need to stay out of it, because people listen to you, so you need to stay out of it. So we have to have some kind of discernment. And I'm glad as adults we get to grow up and say those kind of things to each other. And that's what we do on this show. We're saying some things that we want to say. I would say that people want to hear, but we do some things that people
want to hear. And you know what? I appreciate Russell Simmons for checking and for Jay-Z for taking
right.
the check.
Because
that's
what,
right.
exactly.
that's what we need to do. And that's the problem we don't have right now. We're not respecting each other, and we're not holding each other accountable. And if we can do that, we can start to make some inroads.
Right. You know, before we move on, I just wanted to say even about that particular situation, it reminds me, you know, it reminds me about politics generally. We have a lot of people on TV that have no clue about politics telling you what is going on and what's happening. So their criticism of the president comes from popular criticism of the president, not because they know something, but just because that's what they're saying in the streets. And so I think that there's some responsibility you have to have if you are on television or in the public sphere. I'm responsible for what I say on this show or on any show, and you have to kind of, you know, if I say something wrong, hey, whether it's the commish or Kai or Finesse, you got to throw a flag on me. So I respect that.
I saw everybody on TV talking politics was talking about crayons, because every time I turn around, they're talking about blue state, red state, yellow, green. I thought it was an art show.
You know what? See, and that's why we run public service announcements on the show. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, last week we're going to do, what is the Schoolhouse Rock one? We're going to do How a Bill Comes a Law.
I'm just a bill.
There we go. We are going to play that. Because since we're since we are in the political season, I think people don't understand how Congress works, how the president works. So when they say he didn't do something, they don't realize that the stuff that he passed to Congress, they're just holding it up. They don't understand what a filibuster is. So they blame him for the things that Congress has not done. So I think we'll play that. So our one of our 90-second breaks will be, which one, Kai? The bill one. I can't think of what it's called.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
It is Nipsey Russell. Nipsey Russell in the bill public service announcement. But I just wanted to say that just to throw that out there. And, Finesse, was there another something else that you wanted to add on to the BET Awards? Because I personally don't think that they should necessarily get rid of the awards more than they need to be responsible of how they handle the award show. Like,
well,
I read
they can, if they wanted to, they could get rid of the award show. But let me show you how media works against itself. Viacom owns BET and MTV.
I know.
MTV has been trashing the BET Awards. Well, who put on the BET Awards? Viacom.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
it goes back to our first segment.
Right. So at some point, somebody's got to say enough is enough. And you got to do whatever. But when we don't have any control, so they continue to put us in negative light, use us as pawns, and we don't see it all because we want awards and money, want to be seen. And I'm picking up my nephew, so you hear these kids in the background.
Okay.
So,
right.
Hi, nephew.
You know, uncle doing big uncle things.
There you go.
So you have when you have these issues like this, and we don't control media, they make us look how we look, and then that turns around and says, when actors and actresses go for movie roles, why can't you act like the women of the House of Atlanta or the hip hop? That's not how they act in the hip hop, the Love and Hip Hop. Well, we need you to be like they are on, you know, at the BET Awards. Those are not actresses. Those are not actresses. That is not the black culture. That's not represented. That's what, maybe 0.5% of us? That's not how we act.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, on that note, I just want to I know Finesse has to go. We're gonna mute the background, so in case Finesse has to curse out a little bit, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. But we're just going to close out with our top stories for today. I want you guys to tell me, you know, Kathleen, I'm going to want you to come back in right after this quick break to tell us if which ones were black-on-black crimes and which one you disagree with. So we have all of those and more coming up. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back after this.
Everywhere are finding ways to keep kids active and healthy. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called Hands Only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. Our calling number is area code 909-265-9189. I just want to remind you, you can check us out on iTunes, get a download, tell a friend to tell a friend. I've already gotten some messages of, you know, folks, I can't make it, but I will definitely check it out later in the archive. So I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. And we're going to do a quick roundup before we close out the show about our topics for today. And I'm just going to start with the first one in case you missed it. We'll close out on it and just say NBC The Griot versus Honorable Minister Farrakhan. I'll start with Kai. Did you hear the story that we started the show off with?
Unfortunately, I missed that part.
You missed that one. So I'll do a really quick summary of it. The Griot wrote a pretty nasty story about apparently the town hall meeting that Minister Farrakhan had, and the author of the article apparently did not watch it. So they brought up some old stuff from the Phil Donahue days to say he had some
hands.
Yeah. So that's what it was. But so we'll excuse you for having an opinion on it, but that's how it started off. We did talk about some of the internet comments and what happened with NBC The Griot. So a part of it is that NBC owns the Black Issues website, The Griot, and the black people on there apparently felt like they had to take up for some old fight that they, you know, first 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I know. So we'll move on. Finesse, I know you probably have something on this. Is that a black-on-black crime? NBC The Griot versus Minister Farrakhan.
I'm back.
Okay. No, hey. he showed up. No, we're just asking the quick question: is it a black on black crime? Griot, NBC, Mr. Farrakhan.
No,
black
I don't,
on black
no.
crime or no?
No, because NBC owns the Griot.
Right, but did they commit a crime? Oh, so you're saying the black folks are not culpable to what they're saying about the minister?
They don't own. They don't own. They before when they were.
But
able
a black
to,
person wrote it.
Even still. They're told what to write and what to, and on top of that, he maybe didn't edit it.
Okay, well that's true. Okay, so let's go to Kathleen. Kathleen, do you think that the NBC Griot versus the Minister Farrakhan, is that a black on black crime? The author writing such a negative piece when it wasn't any negativity in the town hall meeting.
Absolutely, black on black crime. I'm
okay, so
even if
how
didn't
you asking
edit.
The commission has come in black on black crime?
Yeah, because she gets the final rule, and see how that works? It works all of our benefit. Right.
In the words of Bernie Mac, this is a bull.
we'll have to get Bernie Mac's sound effect in. Okay, so now we won't do that because we'll start Kathleen again on the Madea, and so I want to do that. Now our main story, Nina Simone fans against actress Zoe Saldana. We're going to have to do finesse last. Kathleen, we'll go in the very reverse order. Is that a black-on-black crime for them criticizing her for not being dark enough?
Absolutely.
Not being black.
This is some bull.
What a hypocrite. Because I criticize her, too. And absolutely, it's despicable. They would never say that about Sophia Loren.
Liz Taylor played Marie Antoinette, and she played Cleopatra.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, man.
And Madonna played Evita on Broadway for years. Okay, well, anyway.
All right, so Kai.
Bernie Mac, where you at, Bernie Mac?
We need Bernie Mac on this. Okay, Kai. What would you say? Nina Simone fans, actress Zoe Saldana. Zaldana. Ooh, I can't say her name. Okay.
Saldana.
Is that a black on black crime? Zaldana. Esper. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say a yes and a no. Can I be 50-50?
No, you can't. That's a nice try.
How are you trying to influence something? Look at this. You got him.
Oh, okay, fine. Just so that Finesse doesn't throw a flag on me, I will let you take the 50-50. Go ahead.
I am so glad we got 500 people listening to this show. So you can see that you think the NFL players are mad.
Kai wants to be neutral. She's just nice. That's all I'm saying.
There's no neutral, Kai.
You know what? My glass is still half empty and half full.
Okay, we're going to let Kai be neutral per Finesse's objection
Okay, I'll lean more toward a black on black crime than not a black.
Don't lean, Kai, because I'm with you. I say neutral too. Don't let them corrupt you.
Okay.
The pressure.
Okay. Wait for this. Okay, because we're gonna let Kai sound off in a minute. Okay, so you say you say what? Black on black crime or no?
I say it's neutral. I mean, I can see everybody's point of view, what they're saying. So I can't really say it's a black-on-black crime. I mean, Kathleen said some stuff earlier that made sense. Kai did. I did. You know, so, I mean, you know.
I'm not going to say you left me out, but okay. I'm not conscious about that. Don't worry about it.
Well, my head kind of spinning when it comes to your rules today and these flags. So I'm trying to hold my flag until the next minute so I can challenge.
All right.
You know what? I'm neutral.
I was going to say, you know what, when Finesse calls in and says he's not going to be here, the topic will be Finesse black on black crime. I'm going to get that out of the way.
This is a wall.
Isn't that a black on black crime when you tell them before you do it? So I just want to make that rule up while I'm making up rules.
You just pulled the NWA on me, huh? Ain't that something?
Oh, God. See, we won't go there. So I'm going to say that you're neutral, Kai's neutral, and Kathleen says it is a black-on-black crime. And I'm going to agree. I don't think you should attack her because she had no role in being selected to play the role. So I don't think people should jump on her personally because of her being a little lighter than everybody else. She can just go get a tan, as far as I know, I think. So
now you want to go get a tan.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. Finesse is blowing his chances with being with his wife, his future wife. I think she's going to be you're going to be her second husband because I think I just moved up the chart. Okay.
I don't think so. You can't even say her last name right.
She does it right. You know why? I'm consciously not remembering her last name because it's going to get changed anyway. I want to thank
Joey Esprit. I'm going to be Mr.
Zeldana. Oh, you're changing your name? Oh, I'm changing
my
name. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That is always a bad day. I'm sorry. I can't even sign off because it's too funny. All right. So for Finesse, new last name, Kai, thanks for joining us. Kathleen, the commissioner, came in and joining us. I want to thank everybody else for checking us out. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio on S Kathleen's Network. Join us again next week. We don't know what the topics are going to be, but I'm sure they're going to be hot. Thank you, and tune in again next week. All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
All content of this program is protected and may not be reproduced, distributed, transmitted, or otherwise published without prior written permission. All rights are reserved.